Yeah. I don't know if we should get into this distasteful subject. It's tough on us, especially those of us that were there in the late 30s and prior to World War II. And those fellows that we worked with that were really good fellows in your crew, Chris, and they all respected you. And they stayed with you season after season, and so many of them have passed away. Would you care to run off a few of the names that have passed on?
Yes, well, of course I've lost track of a good many of them, but they did stay with me many years. Some of them worked before the war and after the war. I was surprised how many fellows came back and stayed right till time to shut the dredge down. A good number of them are gone. Oscar Utgard was my dredge master and to the last, a very good man, and he passed away a year or two ago. And some of them were older fellows, and of course they've been gone many years.
Yeah, one of the fellows that I was pretty close to, Leroy Bale, I understand he passed away in 1969.
Yeah, and I'm no chicken neither.
But you're looking good, and that's the thing that counts, by golly. Keep that health. Yes, I should say so. But now, Roy and Ruth Olson, they sold out their place at Central. When you were back there last in 1977, is this
yes,
right?
Yes, we were up in 77.
Mm-hmm. And I was told here in, I believe it was 1983, by mail I was told, that they had sold out their Central interests and moved into Fairbanks.
Yeah, I understand that's true.
Uh-huh.
They do have one of those little homesteads, though, over by the springs yet.
Oh, do they have one? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.